This is My Audiobits, the world of audiobook library.
This is My Audiobits, corporate karma, navigating spiritual risks, ethical wisdom for resilient leadership and sustainable success. By Varun Rajashekaran, narrated by Sharmila R. Udupa. Chapter 1. Is spiritual risk management really needed in business? Risk is an integral component of life. This R factor prevails in every decision we make and in every action we perform. Whether we are aware of it or not, risks surround us in every aspect. Therefore, assessing and managing risks effectively becomes crucial to mitigate potential threats and achieve sustainable success. Traditionally, risk management focuses on financial, operational, legal, and reputational encounters. However, an emerging school of thought suggests that businesses should also consider spiritual risk management as an integral part of the risk management framework. Let us explore the concept of spiritual risk management and its relevance in the business world. Defining spiritual risk management. Spiritual risk management involves recognizing and addressing risks related to spiritual well-being, values, and ethics within an organization. Employees and stakeholders have spiritual dimensions that can have a pronounced impact on their behavior, decision-making, and engagement. This approach seeks to align an organizational's values, purpose, and culture with its people's spiritual needs and aspirations. The case for spiritual risk management. A. Employee well-being and engagement. Spirituality refers to a person's sense of meaning, purpose, and connection to something beyond themselves. When employees find their work aligned with their values and beliefs, it improves their well-being and job satisfaction. Besides, this alliance enables businesses to improve employee engagement and reduce the risk of burnout and attrition. To compile its sixth annual list of World's Best Employers in 2022, Forbes teamed up with the market research firm Statista. The list was incorporated using criteria such as corporate influence and image, talent development, gender equality, and social responsibility. The top three companies in this survey were Samsung, Microsoft, and IBM, which obtained first, second, and third ranks respectively. B. Ethical decision making. Spiritual risk management encourages organizations to cultivate an ethical framework. This mechanism not only deals with compliance, regulations, legal requirements, but also ethical dilemmas. It helps businesses promote values such as integrity, empathy, and social responsibility. These virtues can minimize the risk of ethical lapses, scandals, and damage to the organization's reputation. A lack of ethical decision-making is evident in accounting fraud cases such as Enron, Arthur Andersen, and Satyam. What triggered the downfall of these companies? These scandals were an upshot of massive greed, conspiracy, and a failure to follow ethical accounting standards. In hindsight, if the leadership of these organizations had adopted an ethical framework in executing all their operations, they would probably have never seen this day. C. Organizational culture and resilience. A strong organizational culture built on shared values and a sense of purpose can foster resilience during challenging times. The goal of spiritual risk management is to establish a culture that encourages open dialogue, social equality, and respect for diverse perspectives. Such an environment equips organizations to navigate crisis, adapt to change, and build
Sample complete. Ready to continue?